Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks, LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Dr. Hutan Gojalo. He is a chiropractic physician in the Milwaukee area. He specializes in upper cervical treatment. He'll be joining me along with Toni King. She's a Medicare and senior care specialist. She's the host of the podcast Medicare Moments. Then the Sports Doctor is in segment. Some Bob Guide of Wisdom, your emails. First, let's welcome Dr. Hutan to the Sports Doctor. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on, Dr. Bob.
Great, you know, Dr. Hutan is taking care of my son's whole family up there in the Milwaukee area. He's the owner of Balance Chiropractic. Give us some background on yourself and your practice.
Well, I started my chiropractic clinic about 21 years ago. So I opened up 21 years ago. I've been in practice since 1995. When I graduated from Palmer College in Iowa, I was an associate of another practice in the Fox Cities in Wisconsin. And after that, I moved down to Milwaukee and we opened up a place. I hardly knew anyone in Milwaukee. We started from pretty much zero, and I've been practicing since then at the same place. And we grew 4 or 5 years ago, so we moved to a larger space, and it's been wonderful.
You know, it's interesting, trying. Dr. Hutan. Yes, I've had chiropractic physicians on the radio for 4 decades, give or take a few weeks, and have always included them in the overall, whether it was wellness, high performance, sports medicine areas. I've also had a couple of times the specialists like yourself, the NUCA. National Upper Cervical Chiropractic. Talk about the specialty of the upper cervical chiropractic programs.
Yeah, you know, that's the procedure that I use. I use the NUCA procedure. That's pretty much the cornerstone of my practice. And what the NUCA procedure does is when the upper cervical area is injured, so the upper cervical meaning head and neck, the upper part of the head and neck, or upper part of the neck, which meets the head. When that area is injured or if it's out of alignment, the NUCA procedure works to reduce the pressure from the nervous system by correcting those two bones underneath the skull by using a gentle, non-invasive spinal procedure.
How common is malalignment in the upper or cervical area, as a generality?
It's quite common because of the fact, you know, the spinal column has about, including the pelvis and the sacrum, it's about 28 moving segments. And the most movable area of the spine is actually the C1, C2, and skull. So C1 and C2 means the first two bones underneath the skull. That junction is the most movable area of the spine because of the fact that we want to rotate our head, we want to flex our head, extend our neck, laterally bend our head, and so all of that movement is possible because that upper part of the spine is not necessarily locked into each other. It's a gliding joint. The rest of the spine also misaligns, but not the same way that
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, from one end to the other, you know, whether I've had dental specialists on talking about jaw alignment, or right. I've been putting my two cents in forever about foot-ankle alignment, or we're talking about the spinal area, in the upper spinal area, areas of malalignment, common as heck, and it has a lot to do many times with exacerbating conditions that might be involved in all sorts of neurological situations, I would assume. How do you work together with the general area world of chiropractic medicine?
How do I integrate the NUCA practice into the general
yes.
chiropractic procedure?
Right.
Well, that's a good question because, you know, I always start with the upper neck area because the skull weighs as much as a bowling ball. If it's out of alignment, we first have to align that in order for the rest of the body to come into balance. I mean, the rest of the muscles for them to relax more. And then I work my way down at times to see if there are other areas of the spine that also need to get adjusted. Interestingly, when the upper neck area is adjusted, the rest of the spine a lot of times doesn't necessarily need the adjustments. But in my practice, I always check the entire spine. So I start with the top three bones. If I get them adjusted and everything else goes into place or is adjusted or doesn't need an adjustment, then I leave everything else alone. So I'm very conservative in terms of how much adjusting I do and also the amount of pressure or force I use onto the spine.
And you know, it's interesting, the head and neck is such a gigantic area of interest in the world of sports medicine with the explosion of attention to concussions. The late, great Bob Guida, who I in the late 70s, we were dealing with all sorts of sports medicine. Was over, when you mentioned that the head was in the neck, that bowling ball, the skull, and I was thinking about him with every one of his athletes wearing a football helmet with weights connected to it. They were always interested in strengthening the neck, but tremendous attention to the head and neck in sports medicine, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely, especially, as you mentioned, since there's been a lot more attention on concussions, for example. So that has brought into light all these conditions that have developed as a result of the misalignments of the first two bones in the skull. Really causes a lot of problems for the body, for different types of symptoms for different people. We have people who have a degenerated neck, quite a bit of misalignments, and all they have is just some neck pain. We have some people with a slight amount of misalignment, and they've got all kinds of neurological symptoms. Plus,
you know,
pain.
When teams are screening, even at the highest level of professional sports, when they're doing all sorts of screening with various specialties, including the mental world that we pay such attention to, how common is it again for the, and again, chiropractic physicians is such a big part of the upper level of sports. Do they pay enough attention to the NUCA philosophy, Dr. Hutton?
I don't think so. I mean, it's only probably maybe 200 to 300 of us in the world who practice NUCA.
Right.
And, there are a number of other upper cervical programs and concentrations, and there are a lot of good upper cervical doctors out there. But again, all together, whether it's the NUCA procedure, the Atlas orthogonal procedure, the Grosvenor procedure, I don't think it's more than like 1,000 to 1,200 people that really practice this all around the world.
I would imagine I want to ask you more about it, the world of headaches and migraines, et cetera, with the relationship.
Right.
Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back years, international, national, local experts in an array of fields, authors, inventors, et cetera. We have thousands of followers, lots of excitement and interest. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio, on X or past Twitter. And if people go over to newspaper articles and magazines, a lot of excitement with the new MVP Parent Magazine. Great stuff, Lower Extremity Review magazines, lots of different topics. We're talking chiropractic care, specifically upper cervical care, with Dr. Hutan Kujalu from the Milwaukee area. Again, you know, the area of aches and pains, or whether it's a migraine and headaches, et cetera, different kinds of perhaps fibromyalgia, all sorts of, what are some of the common conditions that you find really can benefit from the NUCA philosophies? Besides everything.
The brainstem that is protected by that first two bones in the skull, the bottom part of the skull, it controls so much of your bodily functions. The autonomic nervous system is there that regulates the involuntary functions such as heart rate, blood pressure, digestion, and whatnot. But also that area also controls postural muscle. So we have a lot of, most patients who come to see a chiropractor, they come to see us for pain, and usually neck pain, headaches, back pain. And a lot of those issues, a majority of the time, if it's related to a misalignment of the spine, and in my case specifically the upper neck misalignment, it does relieve, and it relieves rather quickly. We have a lot of patients who've been everywhere. They've gotten injections, they've gotten massage, they've taken medications, they exercise, and nothing is working except the fact that they just don't know that they needed an upper neck adjustment. And, I mean, sometimes after two adjustments, the problem is gone almost 80 to 90%, which is a really amazing outcome.
It's a big deal. And when we're talking about the world of arthritis, the world of the fibromyalgia world, all sorts of neurological concerns, aging. If someone's got a leg length discrepancy, they throw the whole body off.
Absolutely.
When we start adding, how early do you pay attention when we're talking to proactive health, parents, coaches, sports parents should be paying attention to this kind of malalignment? How early in childhood?
You know, we check kids who've had traumatic births. We check babies from the very beginning. I mean, of course, you know, they don't need as much diagnostics as someone after age 5 or 6 does. So anytime there's any amount of insult to the upper neck area, whether it's from a fall, whether it's from a sports injury, whether it's from a car accident, this car accident specifically caused the most amount of insult, because just the amount of the forces involved. Any of those issues, I mean, you could just sometimes bang your head against something, and the next day you're having headaches all of a sudden.
Yeah. Now, again, on the whole other end of the spectrum, and the seniors and the idea, again, of wellness, trying to feel good, trying to prevent problems as we age. You know, 80 is the new 60, at least I'm hoping. And right, and the idea again of being proactive,
yes.
We would think that this makes an awful lot of sense, especially again with all the age-related situations and everything from fall prevention to all sorts of joint pain. I would imagine chronic pain also another big area for you.
Yes, majority of patients that I now see are people who've been in chronic pain. And this is their last stop. And I've been able to help them tremendously. I mean, a lot of my patients are now just, they come in once every month to 2 months just for maintenance. And it's made a significant difference.
Well, that's why the three terms we always pay attention to big time on the sports doctor is awareness. You know, what's the situation? What are we paying attention to? Raising awareness, education, being able to add some education to what we're talking about, and then some positive changes in some of these different directions when you're dealing with especially some of these chronic conditions. Or we're interested, again, in preventing problems You know, it makes a lot of sense in the world of youth sports if your son or daughter is going to be participating at a serious level,
right,
or all of a sudden you want to be a pickleball player. You want to be paying attention to some of these different
right.
areas. It might have a lot. But again, you mentioned something very important, Dr. Hutton, the idea that a lot of it, whether it's digestion, whether it's blood pressure, whether it's heart health, these malalignments can affect everything. And I think this is where the awareness comes in for various populations of parents and coaches and sports parents
Correct.
And grandparents.
Right. You know, and I would, one thing we always recommend our patients is that if you see an unusual posture pattern, let's say there's a low right shoulder,
Dr. Hutton, give me the website so people could find out more information about you and your practice.
Sure. It's balancechiro.com, www.balancechiro.com. You can also go on nuka.org, which there's a lot of information on the Nuka on the Nuka site where you have...
And that's N-U-N-U-C-T-A,
N-U-C-T-A.org. Or
and
my own
website. What's your site ahead again, Balance?
Mine is balancechiro.com.
Okay, Dr. Hutton Gojalo up there in Milwaukee, thank you again for such great care of my son's family.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for joining me.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes, we will have you back. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
Thank you.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Toni King. She is a Medicare and senior care specialist. She's the host of the podcast, Medicare Moments. Toni, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, how are you doing, Dr. Bob?
How you doing? You sound like there's that Texas twang. I was wondering.
I am Texas. I'm 100% Texas.
Well, New York is glad to meet Texas. Toni, give me some background on yourself and the world of Medicare.
Okay. You want to know how I got started? And I'll make it really fast.
Excellent.
Okay. I got started about 2008 when I was doing a Medicare workshop for Medicare Advantage plans, where people would come in and they would give them food and whatever, and we'd do the talk.
Oh, yeah, the Advantage plans. We can't get rid of their commercials. Go ahead.
Yeah. And a person called Social Security and got the wrong information about enrolling in Medicare. They told him he could cancel his Part B. He had retirement benefits. He used the word company insurance. Company benefits when he talked to the Social Security rep, and they thought he was still working. So he canceled his Part B, went in the hospital, got a stent put in his heart, and owed over $10,000 because his retirement benefits would not pay. He had A, but he didn't have B. So I took the Medicare and You Handbook, wrote a book called the Medicare Survival Guide. And that's how I got started, came back to Houston and got an article written in the Houston Chronicle, which is part of Hearst Publishing. And that's now, I mean, I've learned so much from different people, helping them solve their problems with Medicare and Social Security and enrolling in Medicare, that's how I got started.
It's a huge topic, the senior world, let alone the insurance world and everything that goes into it, the legal side of all of this stuff on the Sports Doctor. And that's why we really wanted to also talk to you and get some input on the, you know, whether it's a senior citizen who's interested in getting involved in staying healthy, getting deluged with these Medicare Advantage plans that are on 15 times a day, just finding out what all of this is, and being able to be helpful in the wild world of health insurance. It's just
right.
Very crazy. And so we really concentrate on, number one, awareness of this challenge, whether it's senior citizen medicine or pediatric medicine. It's just overwhelming for many of us. And the area, again, of the whole senior citizen and Medicare world, which I have accepted in podiatry Medicare patients for forever, for four decades, and always participated. And it's a great, great program, but it's a really, really challenge for people to be educated.
Well, right now, I mean, I'm on Medicare, okay?
Me too.
I am not a senior citizen. I'm a baby boomer, okay? I'm not. You know, I'm still working, but I am on Medicare. And the boomers are growing. The baby boomers are growing.
Medicare
can't keep up with it.
Yes, with today's Senior Magazine, that whole world, the boomers, is a gigantic area that Medicare is right in the middle of all of that, isn't it?
That's right. There's 10,000 people turning 65 every day for the next 10-plus years. So, you know, everybody's working. The rules on Medicare are confusing, but Medicare doesn't even know how to enroll themselves in Medicare. Social Security processes all the paperwork. And the one that governs everything is the IRS, how much money you make. So there's three family members that control Medicare. There's the IRS, Social Security, and Medicare. They're the ones that take care of it. How's that sound?
Well, what's interesting, again, is the wild world of insurance on the one hand, you know, the United States of America probably, you know, has the greatest expertise in the world in the areas of medical care. Yet in, when it comes to health care and the fact that I've been very impressed as a patient with Medicare since I've been involved with various scenarios, I got to say, I was never impressed as a doctor, you know, with what Medicare paid. But I'll tell you, I have been very impressed with it as far as its medical side and them just handling it. And yet, there's all sorts of different craziness, especially since, you know, the medical advantage care stuff has jumped into the world. Are you a fan of Medicare Advantage? Does it make sense?
Do I understand it? I understand.
Oh, I know you understand it, but are you a fan of it? Do you recommend
it? Am I a fan of it? It depends on the person's situation, how much money they have coming in, and people need to learn how to get their kids involved. Because if you're someone who lives like where you're living and you want to come to MD Anderson, which is one of the top cancer centers, and you've on an advantage plan in the city that you're living in, you may not be able to come down here to Texas and go to MD Anderson. If you had a Medicare supplement, you could do that. You could just call them up and make an appointment. There's a difference. People don't understand that. They're sold something. My office helps people personalize their Medicare. That's what we do.
It's a big deal. It's a very, very important topic, whether we're at the top of the retired athlete world, whether we're talking about the gigantic, you mentioned boomers, you know, I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Now, of course, it's got to be hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents. It's such a gigantic area. And again, you know, you mentioned quickly the fact that children should be understanding involved, you know, for their parents and or grandparents for these insurance challenges. I've always had Medicare and Blue Cross Blue Shield, you know, a supplement, and thought it was great. And then there was, again, the question of, you know, with these advantage plans and these plan Cs, and I would imagine companies need your expertise as well as individuals.
Well, they do, and their employees need it to know what's going on and how it works towards companies, because there are different rules towards it.
What was the title of your book? My book
is Medicare Survival Guide, and you can find it at my website, which is TONISAYS.com. TonySays.com. My book is there. Medicare Survival Guide.
Are you still involved in the podcast world?
Oh yeah. I have, my podcast is Medicare Moment.
Yes.
And it's on my website, which is TONISAYS.com.
Excellent. You need a visit from the sports doctor. You know, you got to make sure your seniors are wearing the best shoe. I'll just throw that in for fun. I'm talking to you in all of these different situations, let alone the world of pickleball, you know, and that scenario where everybody who's playing are seniors. But again, you know, the insurance world and the idea of people being educated that can make the right choices, like you said, there's so much involved in this day and age. You know, I always thought there was a contest years ago, Tony, between the doctors, the lawyers, and the insurance world. And I thought the insurance world won. What do you think?
Oh, I think the insurance world is, they know how to work. And you've got to know how to talk to them. You've got to know what to say. One thing, when you're on a Medicare supplement with Original Medicare, you and your doctor are in control of your health care. And, you know, with Medicare, but you're in control. There's not an insurance company that's telling you what you have to do. That's important to know.
That's amazing.
You may not get that from anywhere else.
Yes.
Do what?
That's amazing. So you're saying regular Medicare combined with a good supplement, whether it's Blue Cross, whether it's Humana, whoever it happens to be, is the gold program, and you're in control with you and your doctor, right?
Yeah. The doctor can, I mean, they've got certain things that you can do, you know, But if you don't have to go through the steps that you have to go through when you're on an Advantage plan, like if you have knee surgery, you go and you go ahead and have the knee surgery. You have cataracts, you get cataract surgery.
What about the world of prevention? You know, that as we see, the world of prevention, the world of wellness, which is such a gigantic world, like you said, boomers, there's so much going on. How are we doing with the Medicare keeping up with these challenges, whether it's paying for somebody's gym membership or proactive screening? It seems we're moving in a good direction. What do you think?
Medicare helps with the wellness, okay, when you're on original Medicare, but they will not pay for your gym membership.
No,
that
I can't get them to pay for orthotics.
That Advantage plan does.
Yes, they've never paid for orthotics all these years, unless somebody was maybe was a diabetic. I'm still in that contest. But other than that, overall, Medicare is really some excellent coverage with an endless array of doctors. Do you find that still, with the fact that they never pay well in anything, that they don't have trouble recruiting doctors to participate? Tony, how's that challenge going?
I don't have any problems with the doctors. The only way doctors kind of get out of the system is when they're a concierge doctor. They become part of a concierge service.
How fine do you, how much, you know, I see that more and more. How common do you find the concierge doctor world, especially because, again, it's so much seniors, it would seem. Are they getting in the way?
No, not really, because the senior, the person, the boomer, I like to call them boomers, because you got a young group that's also getting into Medicare, and they've already got their doctors. They know what they want to do with it. So, you know, if they're using a concierge, you can still use it, okay? And if they have to do x-rays or they got to do the blood test, or you've got to have extra things done, Medicare's going to pay for it. It all depends on if the doctor will file his office claim with Medicare.
And you know,
does that
again,
make sense? It should make
well,
sense.
Yeah, well, the idea again that Medicare, whatever that stat was that you gave us, which is, you know, there's how many tens of thousands?
There's about 65 million people nationwide on Medicare. There's 10,000 turning 65 every day for the next 10 plus years. I mean, because we were all born before the birth control pills came around.
Right.
You know, so there's 10,000 people turning 65 every day. There's like 340,000 people a month that are getting that are turning 65,
well,
that can get on Medicare.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about all of those challenges, these areas of healthcare and wellness, and this whole educational challenge and how we're doing with this. When we come back, we're talking with Toni King. She's the host of Medicare Moments podcast, and she is an author, senior citizen specialist. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world
of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. We are speaking with Toni King. She's down in Texas, and she is a senior citizen care specialist. She's a host of Medicare Moments podcast. Again, in the world of sports medicine, one of the biggest challenges is people staying well. Exercise is such a big deal. The new medicine, eating smarter, keep moving, reduce stress, and the Medicare world is such a booming area. Again, Rick Baba with his Seniors Magazine is a big, big follower of ours. We're talking about the challenges of the senior world. And Toni, we were talking before, right before the break, about the idea of the population being more and more educated about, again, all of these kinds of challenges in the world of Medicare, and the fact that they're very involved with the Social Security area when it comes to this. What was the third area? It was Social Security, it was Medicare. Who else?
Tell Social Security how much money you make. Right. And they go by how much money you made 2 years ago. So they go back to 2022 when you sign up for Medicare Part B and Medicare Part D, your prescription drug plan, and that's how they come up with what the costs are going to be. So if you're not working anymore and you're only on your Social Security check, we help you bring your Part B and Part D premiums down. I had a gentleman who was making $900,000 working for Wells Fargo. Well, he retired at 65 and was only making his Social Security check. His Medicare Part B went from $600 down to $174. We know how to help it. You got to take the form back to the Social Security office so that they can appeal your Part B premium.
But you know what's amazing, Toni? What's amazing, again, you know, Part A, Part B, we've been around for 100 years. Again, hospital needs or doctor needs. All of this hoopla with these medical advantage plans are about what they, you know, what they're selling this Part C, where maybe you can get hearing care, you can get eye care, you can get dental care, and it's insurance companies. It's not Medicare that's advertising
that.
That's why, again, what's your professional opinion on that we see advertised ad nauseum, which is the idea of these Medicare supplement plans? Are they smart medicine?
Are they smart medicine?
Are they smart Medicare?
Your Medicare supplement plan. And right now, Plan G is the top-of-the-line plan because they're trying to phase out Plan F. I couldn't enroll in Plan F because I got on Medicare after January 1st, 2020, okay?
I'm asking you about Part C that's advertised.
D as in dog?
C as in cat. Let's stick to animals.
Part C, the Medicare Advantage plans?
Exactly.
If you're looking to get into a Medicare Advantage plan, the first thing you should do is talk to your doctor's office and make sure they're in the network. Just because they say it online.
Great advice. Yes, great advice.
Or they say it in the book. You look on the formulary and see if they're in the...
The only thing, again... The sports medicine relationship of all of this, the only thing, again, that's on television more often, maybe, than Medicare Advantage plans is drug commercials and diet plans.
And this is why many times we want to talk about the sensibility. That's great advice to find out if your doctor is even in the plan. Because, again, the criticism I've seen is the coverage is, you know, because Medicare coverage is very, very solid, very, very dependable, and it's not by the insurance company. And this was one of the things, and again, where people are getting more and more active. They're joining health clubs. They're getting out walking. They're part of the park districts, et cetera. And that's why, I guess, again, where, you know, like you're saying, people need to be educated and aware that there are changes and there are rules. And, you know, how aware are we, Tony? How are we doing?
Well, people need to realize that when right. you're first getting on Medicare, you can get a Medicare supplement without having to answer any health questions. After 6 months that you've been on Medicare, you've got to start answering health questions. And if you've got a health issue, now you've developed Parkinson's or you've developed insulin diabetic, you're becoming
diabetic.
Well, you
have heart issues.
You've got cancer.
Yes, yeah,
you can't get it.
Pressure.
You won't be able to get a meds up.
Yes. So the point, again, of awareness, which is the fact that the healthcare plans that are changing ownership every time we turn around. And again, regardless whether you are a parent of a serious youth athlete, we were interested in, again, in their particular insurance. And the fact, what about your parents and what they're dealing with? And again, like you said, these thousands of boomers every day being added to the senior citizens. You know, I walked by a mirror one day in my office years ago because I had been treating Medicare patients in podiatry and sports podiatry forever. And when I walked by the mirror, I realized, holy cow, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
So
never know.
On the patient side. So, again, I've been impressed with the coverage of Medicare and the dependability of their coverage. But the world of a supplement plan is a big deal, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you want to take your time when you're searching for somebody or something, for a company. If someone's calling you and you're doing the plan over the phone and you don't know who the person is, you know, you don't have to give them that information. You can hang up. People get about 20 to 30 phone calls a day when they're getting on Medicare. They just get bombarded. Totally.
And not every physician accepts Medicare, regardless of the specialty. Most big groups, almost without exception, accept Medicare. I've been a big Blue Cross Blue Shield fan for decades. They always covered orthotics well. They covered senior citizens well. You know, and a lot of these big plans, you know, United Healthcare, Aetna, the Humanas, that are dependable. And I've been around, but again, being able to navigate your way around these supplement plans, it's so important to find out that your doctor is in the group, right?
Well, it's important with the Medicare Advantage plans to find out that your doctor is still accepting, that they're in that network that the plan has. That's important for Medicare Advantage Part C. Medicare Advantage. With the Medicare supplement, as long as your doctor is accepting original Medicare, you can go to them. You just give them your card and they send it to Medicare.
Yes, you know, absolutely. It's the ease that I found on the patient side was I hand them the Medicare card and they handle it and they take care of it with efficiency. I have to say, even though, again, on the doctor's side, they never paid well in that regard. And these kinds of challenges and, again, the fact that, again, our population of boomers with their expanding challenges in healthcare, we want them to be educated. And this was one of the reasons why we wanted to include experts like yourself when we're talking about that people are becoming Medicare eligible. They might be very active. They might be looking to become active, and they want to find out about
the expanding coverage, you know, what about wellness and Medicare? Do you find that Medicare is paying attention to the wellness side also, Tony?
I think Medicare wants to make sure that people are well. I mean, I go every year for my wellness checkup.
I'm so glad to end it on that note. Tony, give me the website people could find out about you and your podcast and all that information.
They can look. My website is TonySays.com. It's TonySays.com.
Okay. And the and they can find out the podcast information at your website.
Yes. And the podcast is Medicare Moments.
Okay.
And I maybe have an article in their local newspaper.
Great. Tony King, I want to thank you for joining me on The Sports Doctor. Thank you so much. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle Socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, we are back with the Sports Doctor Is In segment, where we preview some upcoming shows, guests, and topics. We had some the late, great sports therapist, Bob Guida Wisdom. We answer a few emails. We might brag about the book. If we have time, we have some great guests coming up. The world of electronic medical records is an exploding one. And the group Populate, Chance Rodriguez, the CEO of Populate's group of podiatrists, orthopedic surgeons, and the growing list of the AI participation with medical records joins me. And then Jeff Williams, this guy, Biz Starters, Chicago area group. He focuses on boomers. They might start a new career, a new direction. Entrepreneurs change careers and direction. Many seniors, great stuff. Jeff Williams will be joining me the following week. One of my, original guests, the great Paul Calloway. Paul was one of the original physical therapists on the PGA Tour. And he's now really involved in the mental side of performance sports psychology. So it's going to be great to catch up with him. And then we're going to talk about the dollars and cents side of what's going on in the world, whether you're the parent of a young athlete on traveling teams and other kinds of groups, ice time, the expenses, the traveling. Dr. Frances Raham, she has a show on BBS Radio, my network, right now. So the Money Lady will be joining us. Bob Guida, you know, he made a big deal in sports medicine of strengthening the shin muscles. Think about flexing your toes towards your nose. Those muscles on the inside, middle, and outside of the lower leg between the knee and the ankle, and the importance of strengthening that area. And he created a piece of equipment called the DARD, D-A-R-D. It was a T-shaped piece of material that you would put over the instep, hang your feet over on a bench, add weights. And Bob, in his brilliance, he called the device a dynamic axial resistance device. And many times when I followed him in a talk we were giving or doing something on the radio, I would give the definition. We called it the dynamic ankle resistance device. And the idea was, again, strengthening these areas. Every time you push off when you're walking, running, or jumping, every time you land, every time you change direction, you're using these muscles. And many times they're ignored in overall strengthening. People do toe raises till the cows come home, and they don't work the front of the lower leg. So that was some of the brilliance. I think it's still available. I don't know who's making them this day and age. We designed it. The late, great John Abdo. He became famous with the Abdoer in the world of infomercials. And I think one of the first videos we did was the DARD. He and I and Guida. Great piece of equipment. Great concept, including that in whatever sport you're playing, whatever your age is. You want to play pickleball, you want to strengthen those areas. A few emails talking about pickleball. Denise said, you know, I'm in my 60s. I wanted to, and am started playing pickleball. I read your article a year and a half ago. You know, I wrote an article in 2021, Denise, for Lower Extremity Review about pickleball, a clinician's perspective, before most people had heard about it. And the idea that pickleball was physical is physical. And jumping right into it, especially, it was very, very popular. Pickleball started almost exclusively with seniors and super seniors, people who really got interested, got involved. My club, for instance, Seven Bridges Athletic Club, they used to cut a basketball court in half, and they used to use that for pickleball. And again, it was super seniors, and the idea that you needed to get in shape. We needed to strengthen. So we needed to let people know you want to be paying attention to, number one, a shoe that's made for various directions, a cross trainer. You don't want to use running shoes. You want to strengthen, balance, strengthen your feet and ankles. Pay attention to that. Talk to your physical therapist, your sports doctor. On that note, we'll catch everybody next week. It's the Sports Doctor on BBS Radio. Thank you.